As you know, we've been following the daily reading, and it is important, I believe, to do so, especially if you are into praying every day. Not only does the Word of God speak to us, but there is really that something that is important that we need to understand. The Scriptures reveal to us who Jesus is. If I may, the sacraments too. The Scriptures reveal who Jesus is. And Jesus reveals who the Father is. But even though sometimes we read the Scriptures over and over again and through the four Gospels, they're about the same. But we always have to understand that the Scriptures reveal who Jesus is to us. And when we know Jesus, we know God. Jesus reveals the Father to us. What is the purpose for celebrating a birthday? Is it to count years? You know, the young want to hasten their years so they could do the cool stuff adults can do. Then later in life, when they get a bit older, they stop counting the years. Celebrating one's birthday is to acknowledge God as the giver of life. It's more than counting years. That life starts in the mind of God. That's what birthdays are for. If life comes from God, human existence is to search and enjoy the life of God or in God. Today's reading rests on the Feast of Tabernacles, which celebrates the giving of the manna, water, and also the light that went with them along the way during their time in the wilderness. Remember that there was no fast food joints in the wilderness, no Jollibee, no In-N-Out burger, no Cracker Barrel, nada, rien, nothing in the wilderness. I remember in 1985, I was a tourist and went to Egypt and traveled by bus to Jerusalem from Cairo. And passing through the Sinai Desert, there was nothing there. Hardly people lived in the Sinai Desert. What I saw was sand, and tanks. Debris, perhaps from the 1967 Six-Day War. No fountains, hardly. Well, of water, or water faucets. If I may add, there was also no electricity. That means no live streaming, no Facebook. In the case you did not forget, you may have God's book. That means there was no light. And if there is no light, there is no sight. John, the evangelist, directs his readers' attention to light in the gospel reading today. The other dominant image of the Feast of Tabernacles, remember, manna from heaven, water from the rock, and the light of God's presence. In addition to the pouring of water on the altar of holocausts, post-exilic Jews had begun a tradition of illuminating the women's court, which means this is the outer court of the temple. The celebration of light points to the pillar of fire that led the children of Israel through the wilderness. In Exodus chapter 13, reading from verse 21 to 22, "And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and night." Yes, there might be no electricity in the wilderness, but God gave them the light that they needed to guide them. And in fact, it says here that the light went ahead of them to guide them. The pillars of cloud and fire remain with them. John identifies Christ as the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world from the first chapter of John. It is impossible to exaggerate the importance of the image of light, phos, P-H-O-S, in the Gospel of John. As a matter of fact, John uses the word light 23 times. 23 times in comparison or as opposed to 15 times in the other three Gospels combined. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. Remember in the book of Exodus, Moses asked God, if they ask me who is sending me to Pharaoh, whom should I send? Or what answer should I give rather? And God said, I am. I am the way of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. Jesus does not have the way. He is the way. Jesus does not have life. He is life. Jesus does not only possess truth. He is truth. Jesus does not have light. He is the light. He is the source of all lights. He created the sun, the moon, and the stars. God, Jesus, is the source of all light. John Lennox, who is a scientist and a Christian as well, said, not only is Jesus light, he is a movable light of whom you have to follow. What did he say today in the gospel? If you follow me, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. If you notice from what John Lennox said, he said, Earth doesn't really have light. It's the sun that gives light to Earth. The same way we might have life, but Jesus is the giver of life. In him is life. That means the true essence of life can only be found in Jesus. A person may have eyes to see, but cannot see without light. And who is the light of God? Christ is the light of God. In other words, the individual will not see the beauty of life, the beauty of creation, the meaning of life without Christ, who is light. The pillars of cloud and fire went before them. And as Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 11 tells us, for the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Can you imagine in the wilderness? Not only did God provide manna from heaven and water to drink, but he also provided his presence with them. What an assurance that you and I have. We don't know what tomorrow will bring, but one thing we know for sure is God is with us. Remember the song that you heard before the start of the live stream. God is with us. And may we always be reminded of that truth. We will see the beauty of life, the beauty of the world, because God is light. Let him guide us and lead us along the way. The light is not in us. We can only see life because of the light of Christ.